Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Harios is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Rabinowitz. Le'ilei Nishmas, Yisachar Aryeh ben Rafael Elchanan.
We are now Be'ezes Hashem up to the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph. Before we start the Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph, I'd like to go back for a few minutes to the Gemara before in Daf Yud Amid Beis. The Gemara says as follows, Amar Rabba, Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, May Dechsev, Ki Yisharim Derech Hashem. V'tzadikim yelchu b'mufayishim yikashu b'm. Masho shnei b'ni adam shetzoha p'scheim. Echad ochel rishum mitzvah v'echad ochel rishum achil agasa. Zesh ochel rishum mitzvah tzadikim yelchu b'm. Zesh ochel rishum achil agasa v'payishim yikashu b'm. Omer le rishwakish. Rosh ha-karasai. Nihidu y'ave mitzvah min ha-movchar pesach miloy ka-ochel. And for that reason rishwakish goes on to explain the pasuk with a different mashal. Now to explain this, I think Gemara says, "Ve'achad achil shemachil gasa." We find the machlokes harishenim. Rashi explains that achil shemachil gasa means he did not eat it with shem mitzvah on a skaven or achil shem kinuach suda. And so too we find in the mefarish and nazar and the chav gimel and aleph. This Rashi explains that achil shemachil gasa means that he was not mechaven or shem mitzvah. And Rashi does not learn achil gasa kibshutai. Then nafshe was katzabai, like we find in Rashi of a kama daf kofiyonam and aleph. Because if so, what is pshat in this? Rish Lakish argues, and Rish Lakish says, nehido yavim mitzvah min amuvcha pesach milay ka'achil. If achil was a regular achil gasa, shenafshe katzabai, then he was not mekayim the mitzvah of achilas pesach, as you find in the Gemara Pesachim daf kof zayin or beis, and the Gemara Yevamis on that mem but aleph, the achil gasa is not considered an achila. And the makar of the Gemara in Yevamis, the achil gasa is not considered achilas from this. Rish Lakish himself says in Yuma Naf Pei Mebeis, Hala Icha Achil Gasa V'yema Kippurim Pater, Mai Taima Asher Lesuna Ksiv Prat L'mazik. So from there one clearly sees that Rish Lakish himself holds that achil gasa is not considered an achila. That is one hechrich for Rashi to explain achil gasa in Abar Gemara, that it was not eaten with shum mitzvah. Another makar of Rashi is from this, that it says ve'echad achloi with shum achil gasa. And the Gemara does not say ve'echad achloi achil gasa, but rather the achila was with the kavona of achil gasa, which Rashi explains to mean that the achil was done shaloi l'shem mitzvah. In the Rekeach and Ochas Pesach Simon Reish Pegimel, that the Magen Avraham brings down in Simon Tafayim Vav Svekatan Beis, we find that the Rekeach explains Pshat in our Gemara with a similar mahalach to Rashi. And the Rekeach explains this, that the Gemara says v'achad achil l'shem achil gasa is not referring to a regular achil gasa, but rather he was achloi with shum achil gasa. Just the Rekeach is not explaining like Rashi explains, that he was achloi l'shem kinu achsuda, but rather the Rekeach explains that he was achloi l'shum achil gasa, and he was not chafetz b'kiyam ha-mitzvah v'yolav l'masui u'atayach. According to Rashi, who explains that achloi l'shum achil gasa means that he was not achloi with shum mitzvah al-niskavon v'achloi l'shem kinu achsuda, then we'll hear the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is the machlokes if mitzvahs are tzriches kavana or not. The Rabbi Yochanan holds that mitzvahs are tzriches kavana, and for that reason, if he was not achwei or shom mitzvah, he was not yaitei dechevasai, and he is considered a rasha. On the other hand, Reish Lakish holds that mitzvahs are not tzriches kavana, and for that reason, he was yaitei dechevasai, just one does not have a mitzvah min hamuvchar. Since in order to be considered a mitzvah min hamuvchar, one needs l'shem mitzvah. In the Tri Evan, in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes, Amud Aleph, we find that the Tri Evan asks the following kasha on Rish Lakish. How can Rish Lakish say that he was mekayim a mitzvah? Since mitzvahs ain't tzviches kavana, in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Chav Yudar, on the base one clearly sees that Rish Lakish holds that mitzvahs are tzviches kavana. So to answer the kasha of the Tri Evan, we find a number of mahalchim in the Achreinim. The Tri Evan himself answers the kasha by saying the following chiddush, that even if we are to say mitzvah sviches kavana, and one is not yitzei a mitzvah al kavana, haynu davka sha'achar sha'asa boi kavana yochel achzer al kaim a mitzvah bekavana. Avo b'davar prati hamiyuchad va'emid u'mitzvah sevi efshar al kaimai ela begufay. Va'afiwa b'mina yefshar ela boi ba'atzmai kigun achilas kachim u'pesach the mitzvah achilas and miyuchad begufan. V'yefshar al kaim mitzvahsan ela begufan. For that reason, Aminan Bohu Distaman Lashman Kivan the Efsha Lachzar Vilah says Kimitzvasan. And since Staman Lashman, for that reason, even according to Yesh Lakish, who generally speaking calls a mitzvah Satsuchas Kavan over here, he will hold. The one is Yed say the mitzvah even without Kavanah, since one has Staman Lashman. Rabbi Yechanan on the other end argues, Rabbi Yechanan understands that even though one has Staman Lashman, but still we will say that without Kavana one is not Yitze a mitzvah, and for that reason without Kavana or Shei mitzvah, it will be Karina Meyo Peshim Yikashubam. In the Beis Halevin, Chil Kimo Simen, Nun Aleph, Eis Kimo, we find another Malach as far as how to Miyash of the Kasha of the Turi Evan. And the Beis Halevi says, the Rish Lakish holds the Payachilas Kachim. Deina mitzvah ala adam la'achoy, ala mitzvah she'ya'achil ha'karbin. For that reason, even without kavana, the mitzvah was neskayim. And the Beis Halevi goes on to say, ve'ef she'debazak kolam amaydim de'einan tzviches kavana, v'mkein gabikaren pesach avtu chiyav aguf ha'adam la'achoy, v'kach tzarech kozayis, mikomakam rigam pesach v'yatzam achal kol ha'kachim, v'yish be mitzvah shalachilas kachim. V'nimsa d'yesha pesach beis mitzvahs be'achilasai. U'kesha oichoi boi kavana, nehido yatzvoi mitzvahs achilas pesach mandamar mitzvahs tzvichas kavana mikomokam kiyim mitzvahs achilas kachim. U'kamer yishokesh oishai choymar achilazu, u'paish mikosh u'bam, kivon ha'koponim asa mitzvah b'achilazu v'rak shachasa loi oid mitzvah ashniya. V'zehu b'amesh voi ocho oid kazayis be'kavana. And so do we find by Rav Moshe and Divrei Rav Moshe in Yevamos in our Ora Lamed Ches. According to Malach of the Rekeach, one can answer the Kasha of the Tereben as follows, that according to the Rekeach, he was Achloi L'Shei Mitzvah. Just he is not Chafetz B'Kiyim HaMitzvah V'Yo'ola V'Maso Yotayach. And for that reason, Rish Lakish says that since he was Mechavan Moshe Mitzvah, for that reason, he was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. And according to Rekeach Machlokes, between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is a Machlokes, if one does a Mitzvah, and one is not Chafetz B'Kiyim HaMitzvah V'Yo'ola V'Masa Yotirach, does one have a Kiyum HaMitzvah or not? That is a Chira. One can answer the Kasha of the Tri Evan according to the Shita of the Rekeach. So again, both according to the Malach of Rashi and according to the Malach of the Rekeach, the Achila was not an actual Achila Gasa, but rather it was an Achila with Shom Achila Gasa, which either means, like Rashi explains, that the Achila was an Achila Shvoyo Shei Mitzvah, or like the Rekeach explains, that he is not Chavetz Bekim HaMitzvah V'Yo'olav L'Masoi U'Tayach. And according to Rashi, you feed the Mahalach of the Tri Evan. The Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is a Machlokes if one is Yitze his mitzvah of Achilas Pesach without Kavana or not. Or as Beis Halevi explains, the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is a Machlokes if this that he was not Yitze his mitzvah of Achilas Pesach a reason to consider him a Peshaya, if he was Yitze the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. According to the Mahalach of the Rekeach, the Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is Zochira Machlokes. If one is not Chafetz B'Kiyum HaMitzvah, is that itself enough of a reason for us to say that he was not Yitze the mitzvah? Now getting back to the Beis Halevi, that the Beis Halevi explains that as far as the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim is concerned, even without Kavanas mitzvah, but still there is a Kiyum HaMitzvah, since the mitzvah she'ya'achel ha'karben, in the Beis Halevi, in Chilak Aleph Siman Beis, we find that the Beis Halevi goes a step further. And the Beis Halevi says, since by Achilas Kachim, the mitzvah she'ya'achel ha'karben, for that reason, And so too we find from the Beis Halevi comes out the following chiddush, that even though one is yetz in the mitzvah, even if one ate paches mikazayis, since the mitzvah is sheya ochel hakarben, and even by paches mikazayis the carbon was nachal, but that is only if an achila took place. But if a regular achila gasa, which is not considered an achila gasa, took place, one does not have it ki a mitzvah, since the carbon was not nachal. Since achila gasa is not considered an achila, for that reason, the carbon was not nechal, and therefore one does not have a kiyum mitzvah. And for that reason, Rashi was mochrach to learn that the chilgasa of the Gemara is not a regular chilgasa, but rather the chilgasa of the Gemara is an achila shaloi l'shei mitzvah. That is what comes out from the Beis HaLevi. In the Rosh, in our Sugya, and in our Beinu Tam, which is brought down in Tosfos and Yevamos Nafkuf Yod, we find in other Mahalach as far as how to explain Pshat in our Gemara. And both the Rosh and Menotam explain that the Achilagasa of our Gemara is referring to a certain type of an Achila. Just the Achilagasa of our Gemara is not the same Achilagasa that we find in the Gemara Psachim and in the Gemara Yevamis, which is not considered an Achila. And the Rosh and Menotam say two different chilukim as far as how to machalek between the chilgasa of the Gemara, which as we find in our Gemara is considered an achila, and one is the yetzei de chivasei. On the other hand, the chilgasa which is mentioned in Psachim and in Yevamos is not considered an achila. The Rosh explains as follows, that the chilgasa of our Gemara is referring to this, that he was ochel la'achar shahoya saveya kolkach shenenene kwal mi'ois ha'achila. And as Rosh goes on to say, ve'nuachol kodshim achar ha'seva kolkach shenafshem nene mehem she'ein zelamoshcha. U'mikomokim shaper parach ha'gmar pesach mi'ovid demikriya shaper achila afal pi she'ein nene mehem. And this is how we find that the Gemara says achila gasa is not considered achila, is referring to a type of achila gasa, kishu seveya kol kach shemachal koyevoy meroyev seveoy. Only such an achila gasa is not considered an achila. That is how the Rosh explains pshat in the Gemara and differentiates between achila gasa of the Gemara and an achila gasa which is not considered an achila. In Rabbeinu Tam we find the Rabbeinu Tam explains the difference between achila gasa of the Gemara and achila gasa, which is not considered an achila, with a different mahalach. And Rabbeinu Tam says as follows, that there are two different types of achilais gasais, that wherever he has no hana whatsoever from the achila, such an achila is not considered an achila. On the other hand, the achila gasa of our Gemara is referring to an achila gasa that he is nene, just he is not roev le'achol te'ovin. And such an achila is considered an achila. And for that reason, Rish Lakish says, the one cannot refer to him as a peshea, since he is yitze yidei achilas karben pesach. Now, okay, one has to understand both according to the Mahalach of the Rosh and according to the Mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam. What is the bira machlokes between Rabbi Yechonon and Rish Lakish? One is pshat, Rabbi Yechonon says, that on such an achila, karina beyo peishim yikashu abom. So to explain pshat and the shita of Rabbi Yechonon Ochira, one can say as follows, that since the achila is not with the oven, for that reason, it is like karina bohu l'moshcha, like we mentioned before, b'shem the Rosh. And based on this, that it is like karina bohu l'moshcha, for that reason, he is not yetzi the mitzvah of achilas kachim with eating an achila which is not l'moshcha. This, the Rish Lakish says, that achilas pesach miloi kavod, Rish Lakish means to say that even though he was not yaitzeh the mitzvah of achilas kachim, but still he was yaitzeh the mitzvah of achilas karben pesach. As we find that the achrinim say, that in every achilas karben pesach there are two separate mitzvahs. There is a mitzvah mitzad achilas kachim shabai, and then there is a mitzvah mitzad the chiyuv karben pesach. And for that reason, even though a moshcha is ma'akev, as far as the mitzvah achilas kachim, But as far as the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, there is no halacha b'mashcha. And for that reason, Rish Lakish says one cannot refer to him as a peshes since he is mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach. That is one way with which one can explain pshat v'machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish according to the sheet of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam. In the Rosh and Nazir, and Afchav Gimel Amud Aleph, we find the Rish Lakish explains pshat in our Gemara with a different mahalach. And the Rosh explains that the Achilagasa of our Gemara is the same exact Achilagasa that we find in the Gemara in Psachim and in the Gemara in Yevamos, which is Lav Shmei Achila. And the Rosh goes on to explain. This, the Rish Lakish says, Pesach Milei Ka'achil, Rish Lakish means to say as follows, that even though he was not Yitze, his Chiyav of Achilas Pesach, but still he should not be referred to as a Rosh, Ma Hoya Yochel Lasais, Imukvar Savea, Einoi Melum Noyem Milechol, Vein Royal Kreisi Rosha, Imachloi. But now one has to understand, if we are to say that our Gemara is referring to a regular Achilagasa, which is Lav Shmei Achila, then for that reason, he should be Nikur Rosha, since he is involved in Mitzvah Sasei, of Achilas Karban Pesach. So to answer this kasha, one can say, as we find in the Pri Chodesh and Arachayim and Simen Tov Reish of Beis of Katan Vav, that from here one sees that someone who is Eiver Ba'asei is not considered a Rasha. And as we find in Yitzchak Al-Khanan, in Ein Yitzchak, the Pesach Hashar Oisei explains that this itself is Machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. If someone was a vato and asay, is he considered a rasha or not? According to Rabbi Yochanan, however basay mikri rasha. On the other hand, according to Rish Lakish, however basay is loy mikri rasha. And this that we find in the Gemara in Zvachim on the Zayin and Mabes, that someone who was over al mitzvah asay by asa tshuva is mikri rasha, and this carbon is considered a zevach rishayim, is according to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that someone who is a vato nasei is also nikra rasha. That is a chira, how one can explain pshat in Rish Lakish and explain pshat in the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish according to the mahalach of the Rosh and Nazir. But if so, how we to explain this, the Rish Lakish says, Nehidu of a mitzvah min amufcher pesach milei ka'achil. According to this mahalach, the reason why Rish Lakish understands that we cannot refer to him as a rasha is because all he did was a bitul asei. And if all he did was a bitul asei, for being mevato nasei, he cannot be nikra rasha. But this that he is not nikra rasha has nothing to do with the fact that Pesach milei ka'achil. So to explain pshat in the Rosh, and to explain pshat in our Gemara according to the Mahalach of the Rosh, one has to say, as we find in the Sfas Emes and Nazar and Afchav Gimel and Aleph, and in the Sfas Emes and Psachim and Afi Beis and Rebeis, that the Sfas Emes says the following chiddush, that even though Achilagasa is not considered an Achila, but still, since by Pesach, the Torah says, Lo yisiru mimenu ad boker tziruchin lo'achlikui afilu shaloi b'taiva, and therefore, he is doing a mitzvah with his Achila, kidei shayave lidei noisar. And that is what Rish Lakish means to say by saying, that how can you refer to him as a Rasha, if Pesach Mia HaKa'achil in order that the Pesach should not be Boi De Neisar. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara we find that our Gemara brings down the following Shaila Bar Minei Rav Amir of Nachman Hesias Mao Shetavsek. Hei Chidami, Kigain Chachal Chatzik Azayis Chilog Shuhediv Nismane V'Over V'Shuimai. Ha'asam Hudoi Metztarev Ta'achli Pa'lug Shuhediv U'Pa'lug Shunasi. Aval hacha di idi vi idi kshu hedyet. Achle mitztaref, idom alaysh na. In the Menachas Chinuch mitzvah Kuf Chaf Aleph, we find that the Menachas Chinuch says that the shayla of Rava, if nesios is mafsik or not, is not only a shayla as far as chatzi zayis is concerned, but rather, even as far as to kazaisim, one will have the shayla of Rava. For example, if he ate a kazais chilav, kodim shnismanu anasi. And yet a second kazayis la'achar sha'ovar minisiusai, does he have to bring two korbanos, or is it enough if he brings one korban? Rav Shach, on the other hand, in practice Vav Milchash Gagas, argues on the Menachas Chinuch, and Rav Shach says that as far as two kazayisim and his poshets, then his siyas is not mafsik, and all he has to bring is one korban. And so too we find in the karnera that the karnera is mistapik as far as the halacha of two kizesim, if the shayla of rava will apply to two kizesim or not. Now to explain pshat in this machlikes achrenim, and to explain pshat in the suffix of the karnera, where the basis of this machlikes achrenim is dependent upon how to explain the shayla of rava, if nesius is mafsik or not. Either one can explain the tzad of rava that nesius is mafsik by saying that the tzad that nesius should be mafsik is because since at the time that he is a nasi, it is his man of a different chiv korban, and at that time he is potter from regular korban hedyot, for that reason nesius should be mafsik. That is one way with which one can explain pshat on the tzad of rava that nesius is mafsik. The second mahalach with which one can explain pshat on the tzad of rava that nesius is mafsik is by saying that since ba'idei nasi, had he eaten a chatzi kazayis, the chatzi kazayis would not be mitzdarif with the chatzi kazayis that he ate. Koidem shenismanu anasi. For that reason, nesius should be mafsik, since ba'idei nasi, the first chatzi zayis is no longer roi letziruf. And since by dinasi, the first chatzi zayis is not roi letziruf, for that reason, one has a tchia on the first chatzi zayis. That is the second malach that we find in the Mefarshim as far as how to explain pshat and the tzad of rava, that nesius is mafsik. According to the first ad, that the shaila of rava, that nesius should be mafsik, is based on this, that at the time of nesius, it is his man of a different chiv korban. Then we will say, like the Menachas Chinuch says, that the shayla of rava will apply to two kizesim as well. And even by two kizesim, we will say that there is a tzad that nesius should be mafsik, since at the time of nesius, he is pater mikispa usira, and he is chayiv a different korban. On the other hand, if we are to explain that the second tzad, that this, that we say nesius mao shetavsik, is based on this, that ba'idei nasi, the first chatzi zayis, is not roi letziruf. For that reason, Rav Shach understands that the shayla of rava only applies to chatzi zayis and not to two zesim. Now this, that the Menachas Chinuch says, that the shayla of rava applies to two kizesim as well. If he was achal kazayis kridim shenismana, and he was achal kazayis or achar sha'avar minisiyusai, is because Menachas Chinuch is going with Shitase, who understands that if one ate a kazayis kodem shenismano anasi, and a kazayis va'achar shenismano anasi, it is poshet, the one is chayiv tu chatoyis. And for that reason, Rava can have a shaiwa, if nesius is mafsik, if the achila of both kazayisim took place va'oidei hedyet, one kodem shenismano, and one va'achar sha'avar mei nesiusai. Bo'chira from the Yerushalmi, in Perakim Olacha Beis, one sees that the Yerushalmi understands that if one ate a kazayis kodem shenismana and a kazayis la'achar shenismana, it is poshet that he is only chayev one korban. Now this that the Yerushalmi says, that if one ate a kazayis kodem shenismana and a kazayis mi shenismana ba'alam echad, he is only chayev one korban, is the chayev based on this that the Yerushalmi understands that the chayev korban of a nasi and the chiyuv korban of a hedyot is one chiyuv, and it is considered one korban. Just it happens to be that an nasi is mechuyev to bring a certain type of animal, but as far as the Torah's korban, Shabbat is considered the same korban. So here from this Yerushalmi, again one can ask on the shita of the Menachas Chinuch that we mentioned before. So to explain pshat in the Yerushalmi, according to Menachas Chinuch Chachir, one has to say, like we find in the stapler in Siman Yud, Oisches, that the stapler explains pshat in the Yerushalmi as follows. This that the Yerushalmi says, Achal kazayis ad choynismane v'kazayis mishinismane v'hama echad, ein echayv ala achas, is going according to the shita of Reb Shimon, who holds that if someone ate a kazayis ad choynismane, and it was noidoy mishanismane, he is potter on the first kazayis. And for that reason, he is einoy chayev ala achas. But according to Rabbanon, it is poshet that one will be chayev shtayim, since each one is mechayev a different korban, and each aver is mechayev its own kapara. And so to achir is mevur in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yedaled Amid Aleph, that the Yerushalmi says that if someone was achal kazayis ad shenismanev kazayis mishenismanev kazayis mishaver, then al daitan de chavraya, who explained pshat in the sheet of Reb Shimon. The Reb Shimon says noidwe mishenismanev is potter is because the gdua is mechaperes, then the achal will be that he is chayev al hasheni va'al hashlishi. And we will not say einai chayev ela achas. Now let us go on to the next sugya. In our Gemara we find the following shaila. Boy mini Reb Zera, mei Reb Sheshes, achal savichil kshu hadiv nesmane v'noidoi al sveikei mahu. Aliba derabonan da azli basech hatoli tiboy lach temayisi asham toli. Ela ki tiboy lach aliba derab shemen. Medeshtani levade yeshtani lesafik. Eidoma ki yeshtani levade deshtani korban didei. Now to explain pshat on the shaila of Reb Zera, okay, one can explain pshat on the shaila of Reb Zera as follows. The Reb Zera has two tzadim with which one can explain pshat in this. Reb Shimon says, "And neidui mishenis mana one is potter." Either one can explain pshat in Reb Shimon by saying that one needs a chet and the idea shemachay of the same type of carbon. And for that reason, Neidu Mishnes Manu one is Potter, since the Chet is Mechayev a Korban Shal Hedyet. On the other hand, the idea is Mechayev a Korban Shal Nasi, which, as we mentioned before in our Shir and Daf Yod, is the Mahalach of Tesis and Ksuvas as far as how to explain Pshat Beshitas Reb Shimon. Or one can explain Pshat and Reb Shimon that this Reb Shimon says Neidu Mishnes Manu one is Potter, is because one needs a Chatav Yedia Bechad Gof. And since one needs the chatav yediyah v'chad gof, for that reason, noidui mishnes manu one is potter, since the chet v'yediyah are not v'chad gof. Now, if we are to understand pshat and Reb Shimon, that we say noidui mishnes manu one is potter, is because the chet v'yediyah are mechayev two different karbanis, then as far as Hashem Tali is concerned, the chet v'yediyah are not mechayev two different karbanis, since the nasi is also mechuyev in Hashem Tali. On the other hand, if we are to understand that the Yisoid of Reb Shimon is because one needs Chatov Yediyah Bechad Gof, then even as far as Hashem Tali is concerned, one does not have Chatov Yediyah Bechad Gof. That is a chira, how one can explain Pshat in the Shaila of Reb Zera. But from this, Reb Zera says, Eidoma ki yishtani levade deshtani kor ben nidei avohachad lo yishtani kor ben nidei eima lais Yashem Tali. From here it is mashma that it was parsha to Reb Zera that pshat and Reb Shimon is because one needs chatov yediya bet chagof. Just as shaila of Reb Zera is a shaila, if we consider the gof as the same gof as far as Hashem Tali, since there was no shinoi as far as Hashem Tali is concerned, and therefore it will be considered as if one has chatov yediya bet chagof. And the shaila of Reb Zera is this, that do we say and therefore one has a shinoi hagof, even as far as Hashem Tali is concerned, but as far as Hashem Tali there is no shinoi, and therefore as far as Hashem Tali is considered, as if we have chatav yediya bet chagof. Now from the lashon of the shaila of Reb Zera it is mashma that even though as far as chatas one has a hishtanos, and therefore according to Reb Shimon, one will be potter from a chatas vadei. But so the fact that as far as a chatas vadei one is potter will not affect the chiyuv Hashem Tali. And one can still have a chiyuv Hashem Tali even though the avera cannot be balidei chatas. And the entire shaila of Reb Zera is only this, if we say that a shtanos of vadei is also considered a shtanos as far as a safek is concerned. That is a chira, what one sees from the shaila of Reb Zera. Ochir, from this, the Reb Zera says one can have a shtanos as far as Hashem Tali is concerned. And according to Reb Shimon, if there is a shtanos, one is potter, one sees a tremendous chiddush, that even as far as Hashem Tali, there is a halacha v'idiyah, and one needs the idiyah v'safek in order to mechayev in Hashem Tali. And therefore, if according to Reb Shimon, one has a shtanos, one will have the halacha of Reb Shimon, that if there was a Ishtanos between the Chata and Yediyah, one will be Pater. In the Chazon Ish, on the other hand, in Sivkat and Yilches, we find that the Chazon Ish explains the Shaila of Abzira as follows. Do we say Kishtani Levadai? Ishtani Lesafik. Since he is Pater from a Chatos, for that reason he should be Pater as well from an Ashim Tali. Or do we say that since Nashem Toli is ba kaidi media sagi bamesh heishkan safik chet, afogav de ein Nashem Toli ba ela safik chiyav chatas ba chiyavshe lovu de chiyav chatas, mikomakem kiven de ptur chatas ba machma shino yakurbanis, bein zman achatas zman heidia kozman shena nidenu inyan chatas adayin sibes haptur eina ba ilam. V'choshev kesafik chiyuv chatos kivan shein achsorim bechet v'mifter mechatos. In other words, the Chazon Ish explains that the shayla of Abzira is a shayla if it is considered as a safik chiyuv chatos or not. And as long as it is considered kesafik chiyuv chatos, then one will have a chiyuv Hashem Toli. On the other end, if it is not considered a kesafik chiyuv chatos, then there is no chiyuv Hashem Toli. But as far as Ishtanos, in regard to Hashem Toli, one cannot have Ishtanos as far as Hashem Toli is concerned, since as far as Hashem Toli there is no halacha of Yediyah. That is the mahalach of the Chazon Ish as far as how to explain the shayla of Reb Zeira. Now let us go on to the next sugya. The next sugya is the sugya of Mummer. In our Gemara we find that Gemara brings down the following machlokes. Pligi bar avach av ravina chad amr otei oven Mummer. Lahaches tzedeki, v'chad amar lahaches nami mummer, ela ezu tzedeki kol eved avide zara. In the Rishonim we find the following machlokes as far as how to explain mummer lahaches. There are all in bedek habayis, in hocheshchita shar aleph, and so too we find the Ritzvan avide zara and avchav vavim and base explain that the mummer lahaches we find in our Gemara. The Ravach and Ravina argue, if a mummer lahaches is a tzdiki, or a mummer lahaches is also a mummer, is only referring to a case that he is not makbid bein heter le'iser v'lekeach ko abo yodei. But as far as lahaches mamish or koi alma, such a mummer is considered a min. On the other hand, the Rashba Mishmeres Habayis argues, and the Rashba Mishmeres Habayis explains, that the machlekes between Avach and Ravina's machlekes by mummer lahaches mamish, and the Rashba Mishmeres Habayis goes on to say shekein das Rashi. In other words, Rashi explains this. That we find the Rashi says the lahaches means the isle yetir v'afil hachi och isura. He's eating isura bedafka. Now, everyone has to know, according to the sheet of the Rashba Mishmeres Habayis, who explains that the machlokes between Avach and Ravina is a machlokes by someone who is doing something lahaches mamish, do we say that the machlokes between Avach and Ravina is only by such a mummer, but by a mummer who is not makbid bein heter le'iser, v'kulei alma such a mummer is not considered a min, or do we say that they argue both by a mummer lahaches mamish and a mummer who is not makbid bein heter le'iser? And even as far as such a mummer, there's a mandamer who holds that such a mummer will also be considered a min. In the Goyin, in Yerideas, in the base of Katan Tesayin, we find that the Goyin understands Vishitas Rashba, that according to the Rashba, in Mishmeres Habayis, the entire machlokes between Avach and Ravina is only a machlokes by mummer lahaches mamish, but someone who is not chishish, bein iser leheter koyama, such a mummer is not considered a min, but rather he is included in mummer teyavin. In the Chazon Ish near this, in the base of Katanei, on the other end, we find that the Chazon Ish is matmiya on the goyin, and the Chazon Ish says that even according to the Rashba in Mishmeres Habayis, the machlokes between Avina and Avacha is a machlokes by a mummer, which is not a mummer lachis mamish, but rather a mummer who is not makbid bein heter le'iser is also included in the machlokes. L'chira, one can prove, like the shita of the Goyin from this, that we find in Rashi in our sugya. The Rashi in our sugya says that according to Mandomer, who says the Mormel Ahachis is considered a min, then we say that Stam Shchitasi is Avodah Zarah. And so too we find in Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis, Rashi says that according to Man Damer who says the Mormel Ahachis is a min, Sefer Torah, that a Mormel Ahachis wrote is Yisarif. From this, Rashi says that a Mormel Ahachis, if we are to say that a Mormel Ahachis is a min, then we will say Stam Shchitasi Avodah Zarah and Sefer Torah Shekos Vay Min Yisarif. Is Uchira, based on this we mentioned before, B'shein, the Mishmeres Abayis, that the Mishmeres Abayis explains B'shitas Rashi, that the Mumer Lahaches that we are discussing is a Mumer Lahaches Mamesh. And by a Mumer Lahaches Mamesh we will say, Stam Shchitas El Avodah Zarah. And for that reason we will apply the Halacha of Sefer Torah Shekos Vay Min Yisarif. Now if we are to say like the Chazon Ish, that the Machlokes between Ravach and Ravina is also referring to a Mormel Lahachis, who is not Makbid Bein Heter L'Isser, Voikeach Kol Bal Yodai, then how can Rashi say that according to Mandomer, who says the Mormel Lahachis is considered a Min, then we will say by Mormel Lahachis Tam Shchitasli Avodah Zarah and Sefer Torah Shekos Vay Min Yisarif, if Mormel Lahachis includes someone who is not Makbid Bein Heter L'Isser? By such a Mormel Ahachis, even if we are to say that his din is Ka'akum, and therefore we will say that Shchitas Akum is Nevela, but still by such a Mormel we will not be able to say Stam Shchitas Avodah Zarah and Sefer Torah Shekos Vay Min Yisarif. In Shulchan Aruch and Yerideas and Beis Efei we find that the Mechaber paskins that a Mormel Ahachis Afilu Davar Echad is Dine Ka'akum Ushchitas Pesula. And so we find in the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Dal Mihoche Shchita B'Shita Sarambam. In the Karanera we find that the Karanera asks the following kasha. From this so we find that the Rambam says in Perek Gimel Mimaisa Karbonis Lachadalid. The Rambam says Hayu Mumer La'Aveira V'Meforsam V'Yadua La'Aslisa V'Horgoba Bein Lahaches Bein Lateyavin Ein Mekablen Mimenu Kar Bein La'Aisa Aveira. From the Rambam, one clearly sees that even by Mumer Lahachis, only as far as Isa Avera do we say, Ein Mekablen Mimenu, Hal Avera Acheres Mekablen, and we do not say that a Mumer Lahachis is considered like a Mumer Lakol HaTorah. And therefore, what is Pshat that as far as Shchita is concerned, we say that a Mumer Lahachis is Dinei Ka'akum, and therefore, even if he is a Mumer Lahachis for a different Avera, but still, Shchitase is Psula. And so do we find a similar kasha in the Magen Avraham in Simon Lamates, that the Magen Avraham asks, if we are to say that a Mumer Lahachis is Dinei Ka'akum, why don't think more in Chulin, on the Afheim at Aleph? Explain Pshat in the Breisa that says, Chutz min ha-Mumer, u'menasechayin ha-Mechal Shabbos, that the Gemara asks, Hai Mumer Echidami, why don't think more explain, that the Mumer is referring to a Mumer Lahachis Shadinei Ka'akum. Even if he is not a Mumer, as far as Nisoch Yayin and Mechal Shabbos, but still it is Dinei Ka'akum since he is a Mumer Lahachis. So to answer these two kashas, Ochir, one has to say as follows, that even though a Mumer Lahachis with Dabar Echad is Dinei Ka'akum, but as far as Korban is concerned, even though it is Dinei Ka'akum, but still, he should be able to bring a carbon just like any other guy can bring a carbon. This, that a mummer cannot bring a carbon, is a new halacha as far as someone who has a shei mummer. And if he has a shei mummer for that avera for which he is bringing a carbon, then we will say, based on the drasha of mikem v'leikulchem, v'hoitzi es ha-mummer. And for that reason, the Rambam says that even if someone is a Mumer Lahachis, but still, the halacha of a Mekablen Mimenu Karben is only as far as Eisa Avera, but Mekablen Mimenu Karben for a different Avera. And for that reason, the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Hei cannot explain Chutz min ha-Mumer to mean a Mumer Lahachis for one Avera, since by Mumer Lahachis for an Avera, we are still Mekablen Mimenu Karben for a different Avera. Since for a different Avera, he does not have a Shei Mumer. only as far as someone who is menasach yayinu mechal Shabbos, who are considered a mumro kol terkula, do we say a mekablin mehem carbon for any avera? According to this malach, this that we find in the Kesef Mishnah and in the Mechaber, that a mumro lahaches adavarachar is dinei kaakum, is not because he is considered a mumro kol terkula, but rather it is because of this that he is a mumro lahaches, that for that reason it is dinei kaakum. In other words, there are two ways with which one can be dinei kaakum. Either if one is a mumro kol terkula, then the halach is that dinei is kaakum, or even if one is not a mumro kol terkula, but the fact that he is doing something lahaches, that itself is a reason to consider him like a guy. That is one mahalach with which one can answer the kasha of the Keren Ira from the Rambam, and answer the Magen Avraham's kasha from the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Hey. In the Rosh Hamei Katan we find that the Rosh says as follows: Im oiver lachas kol mitzvos hamuras batel haches hareza ka'ivir avidezara. V'chir, one can ask a seeming steer in the Rosh from this that we find in the Rosh in Chulin, that the Rosh says, if one has an avayon lachas pirushri kivan deinu cheshesh was bayach havei ka'ivir avidezara de'enei bar zvicha va'osar lechol mishchitasai. In the Magen Avraham and Siman Amates, and so too in the Shach and Yerodea, Siman Reish and Alf, we find that the Magen Avraham and the Shach explain Rishitas HaRosh, that only someone who is not Choshesh V'Zvicha, do we say that Havei Ka'akum De'enei Bar Zvicha. But if someone is not Choshesh for another mitzvah, then as far as Shchita is concerned, his Shchita will be kosher. V'chir from the Rosh, my Katan one clearly sees that a Mumer Lahachis is considered like a regular guy. So to explain Pshat and the Rosh HaChayim, one has to say as follows, that the Rosh is referring to two different types of Mumer Lahachis. The Rosh HaMekotan is referring to a Mumer Lahachis Mamish. And by a Mumer Lahachis Mamish, then we say that is Dinei Ka'akum. On the other end, a Mumer who is not a Mumer Lahachis Mamish, but rather he is just then only as far as the Avera in which he is not Makbid do we say that he is considered like a guy. But as far as all other Averas are concerned, he is considered like a regular Yisrael. And for that reason, only if he is not Cheshish for Zvicha will we say Shchitase Psula. If he is not Cheshish for a different Avera, then we will say that as far as Shchita is concerned, he is considered like a regular Yisrael, and therefore his Shchita is kosher. But now, one has to understand, as we find the Rosh HaMayakotin explains, that his makar, that a mumer lahaches is dinei kaakum, is from this, and our Gemara says that a mumer lahaches is considered like a min. Now, if we are to say that the Rosh HaMayakotin is referring to a mumer lahaches mamish, and the Rosh HaMayakotin explains pshat in our Gemara that our Gemara is discussing a mumer lahaches mamish, then what is the makar of the Rosh? That if one has a mumer who is not makbe bein heter le'isra as far as shchita is concerned, then we will say that shchita se psula, since as far as shchita is dinei ka'akum. Our Gemara is discussing a mumer lahaches mamish. So to explain pshat in the Rosh HaChayim, one has to say as follows, that the difference between a mumer lahaches mamish and a mumer who is not a mumer lahaches mamish is only as far as this: if we say that he is considered a mumer kol terakula or not, a mumer lahaches mamish is considered like a mumer kol terakula. On the other hand, a mumer who is not lahaches mamish is not considered like a mumer kol terakula. But as far as this, the Gemara says that a mumer lahaches is considered a min. We do not differentiate between a mumer lahaches mamish and a mumer who is not lahaches mamish. That is a chira. What comes out from the Rosh, based on this, Ochira, it will come out that by a mumer lahaches mamish, even if he is only a mumer davarecha, but still the halach will be a mekablin mimenu karbin for any avera that he does, since a mumer lahaches mamish is considered like a mumer kol terakula. And this, the Rambam says, that by mumer lahaches mekablin mimenu karbin for something else, is only referring to a mumer who is not a mumer lahaches mamish. And so too is Maduik in the Rambam, from this that the Rambam and Maisa Kabbana says, that we are referring to a mummer who is murgul ba'is ha'avera. By a mummer l'haches mamish, one does not need that he is murgul ba'is ha'avera, as we find in the Shach and Yerodeus and in base of Katan Yod Zayin, but rather, even if he's only a mummer l'haches mamish one time, that itself is enough to consider him as a mummer. And so too we find that the Tefur Shor is medayik in the Rambam. But if so, again, one can ask the kasha of the Magen Avraham, the one thing more in Chuan explained in Pshat in the Braisa, which says, Makabami Peshi Yisol Chot Mna Mummer, is referring to a mummer lahachis mamish. That is a kasha that one can ask according to the Shita of the Rosh. So to answer this kasha, one has to say as follows, that a mummer lahachis mamish b'davar echad is a mummer l'kol ha-terakua. And since he's a mummer l'kol ha-terakua, for that reason, he's included in the reisha of the Braisa, that the reisha of the Braisa says, Mikem l'hoitzias ha-mummer. That is a chira, one can answer the kasha of the Magen Avraham, according to the shita of the Rosh, and that is another mahalach with which one can answer the kasha of the Magen Avraham.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf and shas, including Mara Maclaimus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.